We want people to come early and stay late. And I think this building is very inviting that way and very open. And I think walking in at that level on grade like that is a unique, special experience, and our fans will get to enjoy it. And I think our home field experience and advantage will be great too. So
that's Vikings President Mark Wolf talking about the to-be-constructed facility on roughly the site of the current location, the Metrodome. It's close enough that they can't play there for a couple of years, but come 2016, they're going to open up that new stadium that was unveiled last week. Joining us now to talk about the stadium and other Vikings issues, Vikings President Mark Wolf. Mark, how are you?
Hey, Mike. Good to hear from you.
Well, good to talk to you, and congratulations on getting that stadium unveiled and designed. And what's your, when we've seen the pictures of it, we show them on Pro Football Talk, we've got some of the images here. What's your favorite aspect of this new building that's going to be opened in a couple of years?
Well, there's a lot of great things about it, but I think the clear roof with the pivoting doors, I just think that's going to be, in a way, the new retractable roof for the future, and I think it's going to be very inviting and open for the fans. And our fans deserve the best experience, and it's going to be great.
What makes that translucent roof more attractive, in your view, than a retractable roof?
Well, it's actually not technically translucent. It's transparent. So you're going to feel like you're outdoors. You're going to see this. You're going to see the outside environment. You're going to see the city of Minneapolis. And you're going to feel like you're in an outdoor setting, but you'll have temperature control. So from that standpoint, and having the sunlight come in, it's going to feel like football should feel. And I think it's going to be a great experience.
What kind of air conditioning power are we talking about here, so the fans don't feel like they're ants under a magnifying glass on a sunny day in September?
Well, the engineers and the architects are the top in the land, and we're going to have plenty of cooling and plenty of heating to make it temperature controlled. There'll be ventilation through that roof, so people can feel comfortable, and we're confident that's not going to be an issue at all. People will be very comfortable there.
Once the stadium project got the final financial approval last year, there was a lot of talk, and there's been a lot of talk and debate until we saw the final designs, about whether or not there would be a retractable roof. Walk me through how that process resolved itself, because it seemed that the Vikings preferred, for some period of time, the possibility of getting a retractable roof on that stadium.
Well, there are a lot of factors that went into it, but the team, as well as the state and the authority, we evaluated the retractable roof for a lot of time, but we came to the decision that the clear roof and the pivoting doors was really the best solution for the Minnesota climate and location. It's going to be completely unique to the NFL. It's going to have an outdoor feel. It's going to be climate controlled, so, and a great view of the downtown skyline. So that whole picture, and as we went through the process, we came out with that solution, which I think, like I said, the fans are going to be very excited about.
Now, you've mentioned these pivoting doors. Do these things pivot open when the Packers are getting ready to kick a field goal like they used to do at Giant Stadium in your home state of New Jersey?
Well, we know we have the best home field advantage in Minnesota, and our fans are great. And we're gonna have a great home field advantage in this new building and continue what we've had from the MetLife Stadium into the Metrodome. We're going to have a loud environment. So we're going to have a lot of ways to give us a home field advantage.
One of the questions that always comes up when we talk about a stadium in Minnesota is the incident that occurred back in December 2010, blizzard in Minnesota, the roof of the Metrodome collapsed. You've mentioned the engineers and the architects, but do you have any sense, any specifics on the kinds of things that have been done to ensure that the roof of this stadium will be able to withstand whatever Mother Nature has to throw at it?
Well, you can bet that the architects and engineers have, that's been a very high criteria for them and high priority. So it's going to be an A-frame where the snow will come off of this clear material. There will be snow collection systems so that it doesn't come down onto the sidewalk where the people are walking. So those things have been addressed. And again, we feel we have the best team in the country to build and design this stadium. So all those things will be handled in a first-class way.
And if you get a big snow, because I've got a sloped roof on my house and the snow doesn't always slide off of it, are you envisioning the possibility of a day in December where it's essentially dark inside the stadium because there's snow that's hitting the roof that isn't sliding off into whatever's going to be in place to catch it?
Well, that's part of the beauty of this ETFE, this clear plastic product, that it's going to allow a lot of natural light through, and it's going to create a lot of the heat that will help melt the snow. So we're hopeful that it's going to be a full light and a full outdoor experience at all times. So that's the goal, and that's what we're designing for.
Now, the issue has come up from time to time in recent weeks about the public funding mechanism that was put in place to help pay for the Viking Stadium. It was a joint project, partially private, partially public, but there's been some issues with the performance of the electronic gaming mechanisms used to contribute to that public funding. Give us a quick update of what's gone on and what's being done to rectify that shortfall.
Well, I mean, that's something really for the governor and the state officials that are really have dealt with it. But our understanding is, and we've been in contact with the governor and legislative leaders throughout the session, and they seem to have found a long-term financing solution that does not impact the private contribution. And we're grateful, again, a year ago, the governor and the legislature put together a package that we can go forward and have a solution for long-term for the Vikings and all the other events that happen there, whether it's high school baseball, Final Fours, things that the state of Minnesota and the upper Midwest can enjoy a lot of great events over the years. So they seem to have found a long-term solution, and we've been working with the governor and legislature to help make that happen. But we're appreciative of all their efforts, and we look forward long-term to have a great partnership with them.
You've been able to get that public funding for the stadium to be built in Minneapolis. The Dolphins, in contrast, haven't been able to get public funding just to renovate their existing stadium. When you look at the two situations, what's the biggest difference? Why were the Vikings able to pull this off, but the Dolphins weren't?
I really am not familiar enough with the Dolphins situation, and I know we have our hands full just getting this stadium up and running, but I can tell you this, that when it comes to financing of these type of buildings, and I credit the governor and the legislative leaders here, it's not just about the stadium and bringing professional football and other big events to the state. We think it's also an engine for economic growth and development. I think part of our stadium, there have been plans even around our stadium to have a large park and corporate offices around the stadium. So I think to the credit of the political leadership, they recognize that it's not just about the stadium, but it's an economic growth engine. And I think we're going to be a proving ground in Minnesota and in Minneapolis that this can lead to economic development and the kind of long-term vision to sustain a community. So we're excited about that.
In hindsight, Mark, how much do you think that the lease situation with the lease expiring at the Metrodome and the possibility of a relocation, how much do you think that helped get the attention of the legislators and the politicians to get this done?
Well, and as I spoke to you last year about it, I can't speak to the mindset of how everything evolved, but I can tell you that we were really focused on getting a solution done. We weren't focused so much on that part of it. We know that, again, the Minnesota and the Viking community is a very strong fan base, very very committed to the team, and we were just really focused on getting this done. So I can't speak to the outside influence since we were so focused on what we were doing, and that was to get a solution that could work for everybody, and thankfully we have.
When you look at the design of this new stadium, it is in many ways revolutionary, unconventional, unusual. And when you put on top of that some of the designs that we have seen, proposed designs for the new stadium that the Falcons will be building in Atlanta, and some of those are just beyond unusual, I almost get the feeling that we're on a new frontier here, and the Vikings are the first team to cross that boundary where the stadiums of the future are going to look far, far different from the stadiums of the present and the past. Is that an accurate assessment?
We hope so. I mean, that's the goal here, and I think you can put San Francisco into that mix. I know they're at the cutting edge in a lot of technological fronts, and hopefully each generation of stadiums and year by year, we're all going to learn from each other's and make them better and better. But I agree with you. I mean, it's about, we have high-definition television, a lot of experiences the fans have. We want to make the in-stadium experience something that people will want to come to. And so we have to be cutting edge, and we have to be out there to make sure that people will come and come with their families and experience the game in a unique way where they can follow their fantasy football or watch the red zone from their seats or other ways to make it, and even visually, to be in a place that's unique and special. So we think in Minnesota we've got that, and we're working hard to get it going and break ground in the fall and be open in 16.
And I think that's the key. We can talk about all the different bells and whistles you can give someone when they're in their seat, how clear the TVs are, how good and reliable the internet access is. But if you build a stadium that is just so different than any structure that you've ever seen before, that in and of itself becomes a factor that's going to draw people there, even if the team that plays there is struggling in the win-loss column.
And it's something special to be with 65,000 fellow fans and watch a win, and you come away from that community experience. That's also very exciting, and we still think that's unique, and that's something special about the NFL. And our fans know that. And I think what they see here, a lot of them have not been to other NFL stadiums around the league, and this is going to be cutting edge and state of the art. We're going to have a great home field advantage, and our fans are going to be really excited. So they deserve it, and we're excited for them.
What are the kind of ideas are out there league-wide, Mark, to get fans to want to come to games, to give them things that they can't get by sitting at home watching the game on their HD TV?
Well, I mean, that's a big incentive to move forward, and just the NFL is continually trying to upgrade stadiums and build new stadiums where necessary and invest in the future, because we need our fans at the games to continue the vibrancy of the NFL.
Winning is what ultimately sells tickets in most locations, and for some teams it wouldn't matter what the stadium looks like, feels like. They still sit on bleachers at Lambeau Field, but they attract fans because they win. The Vikings had a winning season in 2012, 3-13 in 2011. When you look at how far this team came in 1 year and the changes made over the offseason, what are the realistic expectations for the team in 2013?
Our expectations are always high, and I can tell you our ownership, our organization, we are about winning and doing whatever it takes to win the Super Bowl, the Lombardi Trophy. It's something I know the Viking fans and we've been shooting for since we've purchased the team, and we'll do whatever it takes. We feel good about where we are. We've had a very good draft. We're excited about what Rick Spielman and Leslie Frazier and our organization in a stable place right now, where we feel we can build something long-term in terms of not just winning, but winning for the long term. So first is our goal is to win the division. We're in a very tough division, but we feel we have the talent and the organization to get it done this year, and that's our goal.
You mentioned Coach Leslie Frazier and also a desire to have stability. Earlier this year, there were some confusing reports and accounts about his contract. There was a report from the AP that he had an extension. It turned out that the Vikings merely picked up an option that put him under contract through 2014. Any chance he gets a new contract before the 2013 season, or is the team waiting to see what the Vikings do in the upcoming year?
Well, we've spoken to Leslie's situation back at the end of the 12th season, and we feel he's our coach for the future, and we're working towards a great future with the Vikings and a winning season's ahead. So we have all the faith and confidence in Leslie and in Rick and our entire football organization, and that's how we're going to proceed moving forward. And right now we're excited 2 months from now we'll be in Mankato, and we'll get right to work.
Well, one more season in the Metrodome, a couple of years later, the brand new stadium, and in between, a couple of old school seasons outdoors in the elements like the old Metropolitan Stadium. It's going to be an interesting 4 years and beyond for the Vikings. Mark, thanks for your time. Good luck with everything going forward, and congratulations on getting that stadium in the pipeline.
Hey, Mike, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Mark Wilf, Vikings president. And, you know, these new stadiums. And the problem is, in 10 years, we're going to look at the Vikings stadium and we're going to say, there's nothing special about that, because there's going to be all these crazy new designs that we're going to see, especially stadiums with lids, retractable roofs. You can do so much more with the look and the feel and the design of the stadium. And I think that's the new arms race from city to city, building these stadiums that just look so different than any other building that you've got in the city limits, and people want to be there for any event. Regardless of how bad the local team is, whether it's a concert, whether it's a basketball game, whatever it is, they just want to be there because they want to have a reason to be in that stadium. Viking Stadium, at least for the foreseeable future is going to be a place where people in Minnesota are going to want to flock. We're going to flock to a break when we come back. Paul Gutierrez of CSN Bay Area. Let's talk some Raiders. Charles Woodson back in the Bay Area, back in black and silver. We'll talk about that, talk about other things. We'll do that when we come back. This is PFT Live.